In her mind, she has an image. If I can just touch him, if I can just reach out and touch the hem of his garment, the tassel, then maybe there would be power that would flow in my life to heal me.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, this is Mark Jobe. Welcome to Straight Talk. So good to be with you again on the air. We have so many listeners that encourage us on a regular basis by sending emails or letting us know when God has spoken to your heart through one of the messages. And I read all of the emails that come in, respond to as many as I can, but it has been of great encouragement to hear what God is doing in your life through these teaching times. Today we're in a series entitled Jesus Up Close. There's nothing I'd rather preach about than Jesus. Sometimes we know someone from a distance, but when we zoom in close, we get to know who they really are. One of the ways that we discover the character of Jesus is by seeing how Jesus interacts with people. No greater way to see the Savior, the Messiah, the King of Kings, as when he deals with a person that's crippled or someone that's stuck for years in bondage and moves into their space, interacts. We see his compassion, his love, his faith, his challenge. So I want you to prepare your heart as we look at Jesus, personal and up close.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. Good evening, everyone. We continue our Straight Talk series called Jesus Up Close tonight with the second half of Pastor Mark's first message in the series called Our Private Pain. The text will continue on in the book of Mark chapter 5. We'll be focusing on verses 21 through 34. Here's Pastor Mark with his message called Our Private Pain.
I want you to know that either you're walking away from Jesus or you're walking to Jesus, because I know that pain drives us somewhere. It drives many people to find relief. And so if you're in pain inside of your heart, it doesn't surprise me that you have an addictive, compulsive personality, that there's something that's compulsive. You may be addicted to men because you feel like a man's going to make me feel better. I feel terrible about who I am. I feel terrible about my image. I look at myself and I see myself broken. If I could just get a man to love me, then I'd feel like I'm a complete woman. But you know what? It doesn't work that way. There is no man that can make you feel complete. Only the healer himself can do that. The second thing I want you to know, and I'm talking about Jesus up close and personal, is that our faith for change starts by hearing truth, but is maintained by thinking truth and taking action. Look at what it says in verse 27. When she heard about Jesus, oh, I love those words. When she heard about Jesus. You see, up until then, Jesus had, well, been this, just some guy out there that she heard rumors about. And I don't know when the first time she heard about Jesus, but I'm sure that it was in the context of some conversation while she was shopping, or some conversation of a relative that said something, and maybe she heard overheard a conversation of people talking, and they said, "Have you heard about this Jesus? You know, people say that he can heal the blind. People say that he speaks like no one else speaks. He speaks words with power and authority. People say that he is divine. Some even say that he's raised the dead." Now, if you're sick, if you're hurting, if you have issues, your ears perk up at that time and you start thinking, well, if he can raise the dead, if he can heal the blind, if he can open the ears of the deaf, well, maybe, just maybe, he can heal me. And I'm sure she butted in the conversation and she said, "Now, what's his name again?" "Well, they call him Yeshua." "And where is he at?" "Well, he doesn't live in a certain house or address. He travels around." "Well, do you know where he's at right now?" "Well, they say that he's in this village over." "Well, I want to go there." When she heard about Jesus, there's something inside of her that kindled with faith. You see, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Some of you have heard about Jesus, and you've known about Jesus all of your life because you were raised in an environment where maybe there was a crucifix on the wall of your bedroom, or maybe there was a Bible in your house, and you've heard about Jesus, but you've never gotten up close and personal with Jesus. He's a distant figure, a bowed down head on a bloody cross, a suffering Savior, but never someone that you've looked into his eyes, never someone that you feel could touch me and I could touch him. Never someone that you feel like I could talk to, because he's been that Jesus over there, not that Jesus right here. When she heard of Jesus, she thought to herself, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Now, who told her that? Well, I'm not sure anybody told her that. I think she envisioned it. She thought to herself, if I can get close enough to him to touch him. Now I know I'm unclean, and if he's a rabbi, a teacher, if I touch him, he will be unclean. So he probably doesn't want my dirtiness to touch his purity. If I even come close to him, and if he even touched me, I'm sure he would say, unclean woman, get away from me. But if I could just touch him, maybe he could heal me. The Bible says that she came up behind him in the crowd. Now you can just imagine the throngs of people around Jesus. The curious, the religious, the beggars, the blind. Each of them crowding around Jesus. His disciples sort of like, well, like you see super rock stars in their posse trying to get Jesus through the crowd and holding them from grabbing him. And they're moving through the crowd. And this woman who's anemic, who's sickly, who doesn't have a lot of strength, everything inside of her is mustered up to press through that crowd. I mean, they're bumping her and she's saying, excuse me. But she is determined. She's got one mission in mind. No one's going to stop her. She's looking to the man that they call Jesus, and she's pressing through the crowd. She's moving past the big guys. Everything inside of her is pressing through. It's not easy. It's hard. People are pushing in front of her. She's getting knocked over, but she's making her way through the crowd. She's looking for a glimpse of Jesus. In her mind, she has an image. If I touch him, if I can just touch him, if I can just reach out and touch the hem of his garment, the tassel of his prayer shawl, which is what men, religious men in those days wore. They were tassels that signified prayer and righteousness. If I could just touch the tassel of the hem of his garment, then maybe there would be power that would flow in my life to heal me. I love that in Matthew chapter 9, verse 21, another account of her story, it says, she said to herself. In fact, the verb tense implies that she said this over and over to herself. It's in the ongoing verb form, not a one-time action, but a repeated action. I don't know. Do you ever talk to yourself? Come on, be honest now. I was driving in a car with someone recently. The whole time he was talking to himself, okay, move out of the way here. All right, this is going to be, let me see. I'm not sure really where I'm going here. And I think the stop line over, whoa, that guy's really driving fast. And he just the whole time, talking to himself. And then he kind of caught himself. He said, oh, by the way, I talked to myself. I said, I kind of noticed. I think we all talk to ourselves. Now, you may not talk out loud to yourself. You may not say, self. But you have this ongoing conversation in your head. These words. You're talking to yourself. Come on, you can do it. Wow, this is a bad day. I can't stand that person. Whatever it may be. This woman is talking to herself. She said to herself. She said over and over to herself. A repeated conversation. If I can just touch the hem of his garment. If I can just touch the hem of his garment. If I can just reach in there and do it. If I can do it. Where did that come from? That desire to do that. It came from hearing. See, when you're exposed to the message of Jesus and hearing about Jesus, they didn't have the word of God in the New Testament sense. They had the Old Testament scripture. But if as you begin to hear about Jesus, it begins to build faith in your heart. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing. And there's something about faith that creates an expectation. Something about faith that creates this sense of expectation that I trust God. If I could just get through, something will happen. This woman was telling herself over and over, faith comes by hearing. But listen to me, faith comes by hearing, but it's maintained by your thinking. She said to herself, she heard about Jesus, and then she began to tell herself, if I can just reach through and touch the hem of his garment. Augustine, who was one of the church fathers long ago, said this. He says, flesh presses, faith touches. He can always distinguish between the jostle of the curious mob and the agonized touch of the needy soul. Let me tell you, there's something here, and I don't know everybody's story here today. But there are some of you that have come with deep-seated need in your heart. And faith that says, God, I need you. If there's a difference between just I show up and it's all right, my friends are here, it's kind of cool, I had a good day, and the agonized searching of the soul that says, I need God. Amen. There's some of you here that say, Pastor, if you just saw my soul, I am agonizing for God. Well, I don't try to show it on my face, because if I came the way my soul feels, I'd be weeping and crying and agonizing. I'm desperate inside of my soul. Oh, I can put on a smile and I still put my makeup on to come to church and I still dress up, but my soul is in agony for God. I need the touch of God. Now, I know some of you are here that way. Some of you desperately need the touch of God. And there's something about that that is attractive to the Savior.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Job in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Our Private Pain. It comes from a series called Jesus Up Close. After tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of tonight's message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Mark, chapter 5. And we're focusing on verses 21 through 34. Tonight's Straight Talk is called Our Private Pain.
There's something about that he doesn't push you away and say, don't get near me. You have issues, or you're dirty, or you make me unclean, or you're broken. No, that's not what Jesus looks like up close. When you get up close to the face of Jesus and you have an agony of your soul, you don't see a scowl on his face. You don't see a look of despising on his face. You don't see a look of condemnation on his face that says, don't touch me, woman. Get away from me. You're unclean. Oh, you don't see that in the face of Jesus. The Bible says that this woman pressed through and took action. You see, first of all, she heard of Jesus. Then she talked to herself about if she could just touch him. And then she took action. You see, if you believe enough, it'll get inside of your heart. And then if you believe enough, you'll take action about your faith. There's no such thing about faith without action. True faith always leads to action. If your faith is not strong enough to lead to action, then your faith is not strong enough. Don't tell me you believe in Jesus and your life doesn't change. There is no such thing as an encounter with God full of action that does not change us. If I believe, it changes me. If I believe, I take action, obedience. I take steps forward. I'm not sedentary. I'm not passive. Faith is not a passive thing. Faith leads to action. It is an action verb. It makes us take steps forward. It makes us do things that we would not do without faith. It makes us press through the crowd that we would not normally press through. Faith leads us forward. The third thing I want you to see is this. When our hand of faith touches the presence of God, it releases life-changing power where we need it most. The Bible says that this woman, she pressed through the crowd. I'm sure when she got close enough, she was behind Jesus so she could not see his face. All she saw was the back of Jesus. She knew it was Jesus because, well, people were pressing up against him. She pressed a little bit harder, bent to the ground. Maybe she fell, I don't know, but she managed to reach and touch the tassel of his garment. Just touch it. Just for a moment. Not long. She didn't grab, she didn't hang, she didn't tug. She just touched it. The moment she touched the tassel of his garment, she felt it. Oh, she couldn't quite explain exactly what she felt, but she felt it. She couldn't tell you exactly what it was that she felt, but she felt a power, a surge through her body. She felt like something had changed, that something was different. She felt physically that something, spiritually that something, in her soul, that something was different. She felt the power of God. And the Bible says that she felt and sensed that she was healed. It's interesting. The Bible says that she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. And at once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. Now, this is one of the only places in the Bible that we see this manifest release of power without Jesus himself saying, "You're healed," or looking. It seems to be that Jesus, that she touches Jesus from behind the tassel of his garment, and that Jesus stops and he says, "Who touched me?" Now, imagine the disciples. They're pushing the crowd off. "Get away. Hold on. Don't grab them. Let the Messiah through." And then Jesus stops and he says to Peter, and he says to John, "Hey, who touched me?" It's like, "Jesus, who touched you? What do you mean, who touched you?" We're like in this big crowd. "What do you mean, who touched you?" I took a trolley bus to downtown Quito a couple days ago. Now I know what a sardine feels like. I mean, I was on this bus. Thank God I'm taller than most people from Quito, because I at least had a little bit more oxygen going on there. We were packed out when I got in. I'm hanging on there, people beside me, and they stop and open up the door. About 12 more people get on. And I'm like, "This is it, I'm sure." Then they stop again and about another 12 people get on. And I'm like, "Impossible. We can't fit anybody more." I'm seriously, I had someone in my armpit, someone in my stomach, unbelievable. We can't get this more crowd. And it's like me saying to someone that I'm, "Hey, who touched me?" "What do you mean, who touched you? Everybody's touching you." Jesus stops. He says, "Who touched me?" At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. And he turned around to the crowd and he asked, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said, "You see people crowding up against you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" Oh, no, no, no. See, there's a difference between the touch of faith and just the hustle of bustle of running into Jesus. You see, Jesus was not talking about just who touched me physically. He was asking, who touched me spiritually? Who touched me in faith? Who touched the hem of my garment that allowed the power of God to release? When people of faith come into the presence of Jesus and you manage to reach through the crowd and touch the presence of God, there is something that is released from the supernatural power of God, from His love and His presence that's released into our body. She did not even ask, oh, Jesus, heal me. The power of God knew that it was to heal her. And the moment she touched them, the power of God surged through her body, through the fingers, into the area of bleeding and hemorrhaging. And the power, the healing power of God manifested itself. And the moment she had touched the Savior, she knew, I'm different. You see, the word where Jesus said he realized that power, the word power or virtue in the Greek is dynamin, where we get the words dynamic or dynamite from. Jesus, she touched him, and the dynamic power of God surged through her. You know the reason that this woman didn't come up right away and said, I touched you? Because she was ashamed and embarrassed. You see, her private pain did not want to be exposed. She didn't want anybody to know about her issue. She felt unclean, dirty, broken, incomplete. You may feel like that today. Maybe you're sitting with the crowd right now and you're trying to concentrate and look up at what's happening, but inside you're thinking, if people here just knew that I'm broken, if they just knew that there's something wrong with me, if they knew my past, if they knew my struggle, if they knew my issues, who knows, maybe they wouldn't sit next to me. The place of deep pain is the place that we most want private. This woman was embarrassed and thought her uncleanness meant no one that would touch her. And I think that's why Jesus was so intent on bringing it to the public. She needed to say it to others. She needed to acknowledge it was Jesus. Oh, I think that Jesus stopped. It could have ended the story why she touched him and she was healed and she would have gone home and she would have said, hey, that tassel is so powerful. But there would have been an incompleteness. She would have been healed physically, but not spiritually. Because what she really needed was not only the healing power of God, she needed the words of God to speak to her. And when Jesus looked at her, he said, daughter, this woman that no one had touched for 12 years, this woman who felt unclean, this woman who felt dirty in her soul, this woman who felt abandoned and rejected, the Messiah, the Jesus, when she got up close and looked into his eyes, he didn't call her just woman. He didn't call her lady. He didn't call her dirty. He didn't call her unclean. He didn't call her broken. He called her daughter. You see, she needed to know that it was not just about her problem. It was about her relationship with Jesus. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. The Bible says that if we will confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to look up at me. I believe that the presence of the living God is in this place. You say, why? Because it's a church? No, because we're gathered in His name.
When our hand of faith touches the presence of God, it releases life-changing power where we need it most. This has been the conclusion of our message called Our Private Pain.
It's from Pastor Mark's series called Jesus Up Close. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of tonight's message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe.com. If you prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. If you are looking for a home church, we invite you to visit one of our 25 New Life locations throughout Chicago. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. And you'll find all the locations and the times that they meet. Join us here again tomorrow as we continue on in our current series, Jesus Up Close. Well, that's it for us here at Straight Talk. We hope that you've enjoyed tonight's program and that it has been a blessing to you. We hope to see you back again tomorrow. And on behalf of Pastor Mark and the rest of the Straight Talk team, good night.